The Board of Regents recently approved a 5% increase in tuition and fees for the next academic year, but the percentage increase will be sort of split in two paths. 3% will generate an increase in revenue, and the other 2% will be used for one-time expenditures. What are some of the one-time expenditures?
Let me just go back a little bit and talk about the entire process, and that's very important. The CPE is responsible for setting and approving the actual recommendations from the Board of Regents. What they do is provide a cap to give us guidance in what they would accept or not accept in terms of tuition increases. Our goal is to remain as affordable as possible. Increasing tuition is something that I don't see as a fun part of my job or anything along those lines. Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil. Public universities are receiving less public support for our students, for our programs, for our universities. As we are growing and excelling in many different ways, we face fiscal pressures, just inflationary costs, just costs for technology, insurance costs, legal costs, utility costs, all those different types of things go up. We used to receive funds for the maintenance and operation of our facilities. We no longer receive funds for our maintenance of and operations of our facilities. That's one of the hidden budget cuts that have occurred over the last 10 years. And so all of these type of things are forcing us to all universities, the percentage of funds used to support the universities used to be 70-30, 70% from the state, 30% from the students and their families. That is now flipped. We are 30-70, and we will see 30% from the state, 70% from the students and their families. And unfortunately, just due to several factors, that 70% will go to 75% and probably 80%, if not more. In establishing tuition, the most important part is not only the rate, but also the trajectory of the rate year after year after year after year. A lot of individuals believe that, oh, just do 0% for 1 year and then figure it out. Well, if you do zero or very low percent 1 year and then you're faced with a significant reduction in state appropriation or increased cost, i.e. pension, the next year you got to do 7 or 8%, and then you back it back down to 3% for the next year, and then you go back up to 6%, and then you go back down to 2%, and then you go back. That fluctuation is what causes more consternation among families and students more than just gradual increases. So this year, what CPE did with the consent and consult with the governor and legislators is to look at tuition in two ways. First, what is needed to cover the, in their estimation, the needed fixed cost increases for universities? And also the goal, too, was to take into consideration what some of the universities will be receiving in extra state appropriation. Two universities this year are Northern Kentucky and Western Kentucky. The third part was also to get our tuition levels among the comprehensive universities closer together. There's a big gap between the tuition level at Western Kentucky University, Northern Kentucky University, and Kentucky State, us, and Morehead State. There's just a big gap. And they want us to get a little bit closer, and with performance funding coming in the years to come, that's going to be even more important because the dollars will be normalized out. The governor, through discussions with me and many others, understands the role of tuition and not to help the fluctuations that go in past. So he recommended, and it was accepted by CPE, that we have a 2% offset for future increases that will be forthcoming in the next biennium. Those increases could be a decrease in state appropriation, an increase in the pension liability that we pay. Last year, our pension liability increase was $1.3 million, or a combination thereof. What they did is looked at the last 10 years' pension increases, calculated that a 2% tuition increase would cover part of that, a big part of it, but only part of it. Therefore, they put in an additional 2% level for us, so a total of 5%, with the complete and understanding that those funds or that tuition, those funds generated from those tuitions, would be things that will be counted out in the years to come. So if we wanted to, we could actually say, okay, we're going to put those on reoccurring expenses this year. But then when the tuition, but then next year when pension increases go up or state appropriation goes down or a combination thereof, that 2% that we just earmarked would have to be reduced from our budget because that is the process of that tuition dollars coming in next year. So this is kind of a pay it forward and to level out the trajectory. Financial management, fiduciary responsibility is what we will be doing, is holding that the funds generated from that 2%, which is an additional $1.1 million, in abeyance for projects of a one-time nature. What we'd be looking at, for example, is to initiate a fund to replace the electrical grid for Murray State University. We would be looking at single possible renovations within our facilities is another opportunity that we would be looking at. Those are the things that, again, those one-time expenditures, those are the things that we would be looking at, with the full understanding that in the next year, that $1.1 million would become part of our base tuition, then become part of our base of our reoccurring expenditures. So this year, as we do our budgeting, we're actually doing two sets, if you want to call it that. One set is the reoccurring expenditures, and for that, we will be using the 3% increase, which is a net after our discounts and everything else of an increase of $2.2 million or thereabouts. When we look at total revenues, because of the projected decline in our senior and junior classes of next year, along with the continued decline in graduate programs, we are projecting a difference of $4.5 million in recurring revenues from based on those three factors. Again, a smaller junior class, a smaller senior class, and a much smaller graduate program class level. We've also included $1.8 million in priorities and fixed cost increases. As I mentioned before, some of these fixed cost increases include liability insurance, legal services, utilities. It's becoming more difficult to acquire property, so we did a slight increase in there. Priorities, investing in our people. Very important priority for us. COLA increases, giving our lowest employees up to a higher standard, those type of things. And that's also part of that $1.8 million. With that, we needed to make some budget changes and reallocations. And what we tried to do is do most of these at the highest, at what we call the macro level, things that the university can do more efficiently, more effectively, that would not have the direct impact on students. These include, for example, vacancy recapture rates. We've had some of our positions have gone open longer and everything else, so we are not increasing the percentage of vacancy recapture, but we are as budgeting more aggressively in that area, and that will help us out. We budgeted very aggressively for the FLSA expenditures this year. The managers and everyone else has been very, very prudent with overtime, so we're going to be able to recoup some savings at that level, and that would not impact students' learning or anything along those lines. We're paying off an ESCO debt that will save us $500,000. We've asked the deans to budget more aggressively with some of the revenues that they're receiving, new revenues that they're receiving because of the change in the way that we calculate web classes and the fees along those lines. These are new monies. These are monies that they have not had before. These are it's $522,000 that by budgeting these dollars as part of their ongoing operations will save immensely. It does not change our overall budget. It does not require a reduction. It is taking these new funds and saying instead of just putting them in abeyance and using them as things come up, to actually be proactive and say, okay, we're going to use these funds to fund these areas. That also saves $522,000. With all of those type of things, and I have to give credit to Jackie Dudley and those areas of spreading all of these things out, where just less than 1% of the expendable budget needed to be reallocated. In doing this whole process, we asked all the vice presidents and deans to work on scenarios of 3, 5, 7, 10 kind of budget scenarios of reductions. And so we were able to take the lowest level and went back to the deans and vice presidents around and said, at the lowest level, here's where we are. Where can we save, again, roughly 1% of a budget line? And they were able to work their magic and do some very creative things. Some of the units saw areas where they could actually increase revenue a little bit, so they did that. So we were able to manage those out and change some things that, again, students really won't notice. Other reductions and things along those lines, without getting into some of the specifics, there's a couple programs that have very small enrollments. The deans are going to do some things to make it more efficient, utilize the faculty time more efficiently. In total, there is one individual who is in a current position whose position is being eliminated, and we will work with that individual. There is no question in my mind that person would have another opportunity on campus. So again, this is a process that is still being worked on, being evaluated, being moved. We're putting all the things in place to see what we can do with it.
Do you feel confident that the work being done on this budget could help alleviate pressures for future budgets to put Murray State in a good position to not have such looming or lingering concern over the campus community in the future years?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think we're being strategic on it. I think that we need to continue to be mindful of our budget. The biggest number, the most important number on this, to be honest, is enrollment. That $4.5 million decline is one that is looming and is important to think about and to deal with. And I've been asked a lot about that number. I mean, we are in an interesting position. We have this last freshman class was an uptick for Murray State University, 1,502 students. The number of transfers was also an uptick. Next year's freshman class, we set a goal at 1,600. I think we're going to make it. It's going to be pretty close, but I think we're going to surpass it. The percentage of applied and accepted students of this year over last year is up by 8%. Interestingly, where we're seeing a lot of our growth is in the Indiana and Illinois markets are growing significantly, as well as the Tennessee market. Our Missouri market right now is a little bit flat, and I think that's more of a timing issue. We kind of see those students come in a little bit later. But 20% out-of-state growth. I like that for two reasons. One, it brings in diversity of many different kinds, but also they pay more. And so when we talk about our revenues and we look at our mixes, that's a very important factor, is what is that mix? Out-of-state students also typically live in the residential halls longer, the 3 years, because of the regional discount. So that also helps us out financially as well. So a lot of good things. So when we look at the budget, when we look at the various things, I'm very optimistic. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities for us to go forward. With this increase of 5%, again, I don't like increasing tuition. I wish we didn't have to, but it continues us to be positioned well. We will still be at the bottom end of the tuition market. Kentucky State is below us. Morehead is below us by $2. And then there's Eastern Kentucky, which is ahead of us by about $450 to $500. Over time, I hope we're able to get a little bit distance between us and Morehead and closer to Eastern Kentucky. I think it's important for multiple things, obviously financial, but also as we are able to provide more discounts and everything else, the net price will stay the same, but that the quality image is a very, very important factor.